I'm Doc Kirby. Here are some cool new books for children on today's Book Bits. Arlo and the Great Cover-Up by Betsy Childs Howard, illustrated by Samara Hardy from Crossway Books. It all started with something small, and doesn't it usually? A little mark on the wall in Arlo's room. He couldn't mark on the wall, yet it reminded him of a smile, so he added eyes and a nose. Then he panicked. How to hide it? One bad action led to another, and when his mom arrived, she figured it out. But she held him, told him that she could erase the marks, and he would be disciplined, but she would always love him. It's a perfect example of how we sin, need to repent, and are disciplined by God while he still loves us. Awesome. Book 2, Taste Your Words, written by Bonnie Clark, illustrated by Todd Bright from Worthy Kids Hatchet Book Group for ages 5 to 8. An accidental collision between Amara and her best friend Maddie demolishes her cupcake. They exchange angry words, and when she gets home and is still filled with unkind words, Mom tells her to taste her words. Amara is startled to realize they taste of rotten egg, spoiled milk, and lemon every time she speaks rudely. Amara decides to deliberately speak kindness, so they taste delicious. She runs downstairs to apologize to her mother and little brother. Next day at school, she does the same to Maddie. What a difference it makes. All her favorite flavors are on her tongue. That night, she tells her mother, who learns to taste her words, too. It's based on Proverbs 16:24, and the beautiful artwork is from a Disney animator. Two new Family Time graphic novels from Allegory Publishing and the creative pen of Brandon Foster. Who Do You Love? Illustrated by Pi Prado, and I'm a Star, illustrated by Pi Blay. Both issues deal with sibling rivalry and personal attitudes that occur in families, even the best of them. And this is a good, God-fearing family. Who Do You Love features Ashlyn, the youngest girl in the family of four kids, mom and dad. When dad picks her up from school, she listens to her music while dad tells her something. At home, she goes to find her favorite doll and confidant, Violet, but she's missing. The only one home is big sister Simone, a self-absorbed teen with a broken leg. When Ashlyn threatens to destroy Simone's laptop until she gives back Violet, Dad intervenes. He walks Ashlyn through what's really the matter, and she realizes she's making kind of an idol out of Violet. Then Dad gives her the doll, which he took to have repaired, like he told her when she wasn't listening. He tells her to apologize to Simone, and they make up. The short story, The Look of Love, features big brother Sylvester, who tries to get between his two sisters as they argue. Dad explains how crazy that is and urges him to run to the yard. I'm a Star features Simone, who learns a hard lesson about jealous so-called friends and about pride. It seems Dad's aggressive behavior in playing games has sent a bad message to his kids. This series has humor, wisdom, and faith lessons. I love it. Arlo and the Great Big Cover-Up from Crossway Books, Taste Your Word from Worthy Kids Hatchet Book Group, and the Family Time graphic novels from Allegory Publishing, Who Do You Love? And I'm a Star. I'm Doc Kirby. That's a quartet of young readers' book bits.